Wild Yellowstone National Park bison are now roaming the plains of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in north central Montana, or at least a small section of the plains. 34 of the animals were released onto a roughly 1.5 square mile pasture late last month. Fort Belknap received them through a deal with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks after the bison wandered north of Yellowstone's boundary and were captured. Tribes hail the arrival of these genetically pure bison as a return of cultural heritage. But the excitement is not universal. In tonight's feature interview, Capitol reporter Dan Boyce takes us to Fort Belknap, where those living closest to the cherished Yellowstone buffalo have the greatest concerns.
Driving over a small rise south of Fort Belknap Agency, you see the same rolling dry grassland you've been seeing for miles. But for one noticeable difference, the fence.
First of all, just looking at it, it looks kind of intimidating, like it's a pretty serious enclosure.
Looking at the fence right now, Mark Azure.
I'm the director of the Fort Belknap Tribal Fish, Wildlife, and Buffalo Program.
He's dwarfed by 8-inch-thick, 8-foot-tall wooden posts, spaced between every 3 8-foot-tall metal fence posts. The posts supporting a grid of woven steel wire. A video on the Great Falls Tribune website shows Fort Belknap's Yellowstone bison thundering from a horse trailer into the fenced pasture. Crowds watch from the beds of pickup trucks, cheering. Many see it as a welcome home. A few see it as an intrusion. Lita?
Yeah.
Hi. Lita Calvin lives at the base of the hill, across the highway from the enclosure. She's a tribal member.
I'm a Grovan and a Assiniboine.
She and her husband run a small cow-calf operation. Today, she's running around the house in a t-shirt and basketball shorts, taking care of the kids.
Two of them in the back room playing, and this one's watching SpongeBob.
What's that, Missy? What? Howdy.
She worries about the bison behind that tall fence at the top of the hill. She worries about her livelihood.
You know, people find out that we have the cattle here, and the bison are next to them. People are going to be less apt to buy our calves in the fall.
Because of brucellosis, or the fear of brucellosis, the disease runs in bison and elk and can cause cattle to abort their calves. It could pretty much ruin a ranch's business if it were found in their stock. Now, these bison, Fort Belknap's Yellowstone bison, they have been tested again and again. Every year for the past 6 years, they do not have brucellosis. Calvin says it doesn't matter. It's the perception.
People around, they're not going to listen to all that.
I'm not confident in that fence at all.
Over on another side of the enclosure, a rancher stands out on his dusty piece of land.
I'm a poor rancher as it is.
Wearing bright orange Oakley sunglasses below a beat-up brown cowboy hat, 56-year-old Mike McCabe.
My mother was a full-blooded Indian. My dad was a full-blooded Irishman. I'm a half-breed.
He doesn't really see what the big deal is with these full-blooded buffalo. Fort Belknap already has a herd of hundreds of bison. They do have a small percentage of cattle genes.
I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference. You know, if you looked at these buffalo here and over there.
Landowners surrounding the other bison herd have complained for years the reservation doesn't properly care for them. They break out, damaging private property, eating hay. McCabe thinks the same thing could happen with these genetically pure bison. The reservation does not plan to feed them for the first year, hoping they will survive off the wild grasses already growing in their pasture.
If they're starving, I can almost imagine they're going to try to get through there somehow.
McCabe says his biggest problem is the reservation never asked him what he thought of the idea.
I never had no input whatsoever.
And Lita Calvin, back on the other side, says the same thing.
I was never contacted. They just pretty much said, we're putting the bison here and that's what's going to happen.
Fort Belknap Tribal Fish, Wildlife, and Buffalo Program Director Mark Azure is driving through the gate of the bison enclosure.
We'll see just how close we can get.
State Representative and tribal member Clarina Brockie is riding in his pickup, too. They say Fort Belknap began building the bison fence over a year ago, and landowners had plenty of chances to speak with the tribal council if they had problems. They say Lita Calvin and Mike McCabe never did that. But they say more outreach could be done.
I think that the tribe could meet with them, you know, and try to work out those concerns and let them know that they're going to do everything they can to ensure that the bison remain contained in this area.
It was kind of a recommendation by then-Governor Schweitzer that we put this type of fence up if we want those Yellowstone animals, which there they are right there.
Azure stops his pickup. About 24 of the furry beasts are gathering around a watering hole, grazing, looking at us, some rolling in the dirt.
This is the first time I'm seeing them.
Clarina Brocky says when the bison disappeared from these lands generations ago, so too did many tribal ceremonies, and so much culture. To have genetically pure bison back on the landscape, to her, that's significant.
These are the same bison that were with my ancestors. These are the same bison that helped my grandparents and my ancestors survive. These are the same bison.
Fort Belknap signed documents with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in order to receive the 34 bison. FWP will be overseeing the reservation's management of the animals until the spring of 2017. If the state decides the tribes aren't taking good enough care of them, they can be taken away. Azure says Fort Belknap worked hard to get the Yellowstone bison for years, making their case to FWP, lobbying the legislature, and constructing a fence he argues is as restrictive as any in the state.
And we're not just going to stop because they're here.
Oh, give me back my M.
Lita Calvin says it will take her some time to feel better about the bison and how the tribes went about bringing them here. But even now, she does see positives. They're part of her kids' heritage.
And, you know, they can go and tell their friends, hey, I live by the buffalo. The buffalo live in my backyard, pretty much.
As long as they aren't living literally in her backyard. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting from the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation.